This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and you know, let me know. Let me know what it is that you, you know, what topics you're looking for, what books are you interested in. Who should I have on as guest? You know, I like to make this an all-inclusive show. We're into inclusivity here at The Real Side, as long as I'm good with it. It's really that simple. Yes, it's an inclusive dictatorship is really what it is. Anyhow, always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, AOC, and it was funny. I was talking to somebody today talking about AOC. They had a news person. Had no clue what I was talking about. Didn't know who AOC was. And it's just, it's so funny when you think about it. And unless you're in a coma, how do you not know who AOC is? So, you talk about a woman that's been put on many, many, many important committees. And now we find that, her chief of staff may have illegally moved almost $1 million in campaign contributions off the books. Is it in their DNA? Is that how this keeps happening? It's got to be. You know, it's really funny. In California, the beautiful thing for the longest time was even when the Democrats had total control of the Senate or the Assembly here, you didn't have to worry about it because at least two or three of the senators would get indicted. Right, the feds would find out they were selling guns or drugs or something else, because they only, you know, some of them only get elected so they can wipe out the competition. You know, when you're trying to sell drugs, it's really nice when you get the government to support you. The report says that the progressive firebrand multimillionaire chief of staff apparently violated campaign finance law by working to funnel nearly $1 million in contributions from political action committees. I don't even know how to pronounce his name. Chakrabari. We'll call him Chakra. How's that? There you go. Established to private companies that he also controlled. Think about this. He, according to, this couldn't be a better gift as time goes on. Because she really believes, you've heard her comments. She really believes that she's above the law. She really believes that, matter of fact, she probably doesn't even know what the law is in some of these areas. She's probably never gone to any one of the classes to kind of lay some of these things out for you.
I'm sure she was just redistributing the wealth.
Yeah, there you go. She's already started to redistribute the wealth. She doesn't need any help. The Federal Election Commission is really looking at the complaint seriously. This money may have been sent or diverted to private companies. Now, although such transfers would not necessarily be improper, the complaint drafted by the conservative Virginia-based National League and Policy Center argued that the goal of the extensive scheme was seemingly to illegally dodge detailed legal reporting requirements of the Federal Election Campaign Act. Now, The act was put in place in 1971, and it was very specific to be able to track where money goes, where it comes from, where it goes, and who gets it in these campaigns. Now, according to the complaint, Chakra and Cortez appear to have orchestrated an extensive off-the-books operation to make hundreds of thousands of dollars of expenditures in support of multiple candidates for federal office. Now, she's got a lot of heavyweight donors. The funds the NLPC writes were apparently spent on campaign events for Ocasio-Cortez and other far-left Democrat candidates. Now, Chakra, that's what I'm going to leave it at, who made his fortune in Silicon Valley and previously worked on Bernie Sanders' 2016 campaign, had no precise accounting for the expenses. At least there isn't any available that they can run down and check out. Now, can you imagine if that was somebody on the right? These are minor technical violations, said Tom Anderson, director of the NLPC's Government Integrity Project, said. We're talking about real money here, though. In all the years of studying FEC reports, he says, I've never seen a more ambitious operation to circumvent reporting requirements. Ocasio-Cortez is quite vocal in condemning the so-called dark money, but her own campaign went to great lengths to avoid the disclosure, avoiding the sunlight, if you will. You know, you find that a lot in government. You got the person who's railing against, you know, people who hide money, railing against people who divert money, railing against people, you know, who are trying to stifle the vote. And you nine and a half times out of ten, you find out they're the ones that are trying to stifle the vote. Anderson added that they believe that their cause is so great, and I've said this to you guys before, that they don't have to play by the rules. They're so just, they're so moral, they're so upright, that the rules don't apply to them, that they don't have to. That rules and laws are put in place for little people. For those of you who have no power. I mean, think of the outburst that this woman has had. Now, somebody, I was going back and forth with somebody on Twitter the other day, said that your problem is that you don't like the fact that she's a strong Latino woman. I said, no, my problem is the fact that she's a flaming moron. And giving her this kind of power is like sticking a loaded gun in the hands of a five-year-old and telling him to go outside and have fun. Dangerous. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin right. While it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're on the air, that you're part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. I want you to be part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the action, as they say. So, as some of you know, I'm going to get back to it. I don't like all the regular commercial stuff, so head over to my website. You know, you can see who our sponsors are. Please support our sponsors. There's a donation button. There's all kinds of stuff you can do there on the website, including checking out some of our latest stories. So, apparently AOC And I was surprised. I talked to two local reporters today who didn't know what AOC stood for. Really. Seriously. Moved almost $1 million or her chief of staff did. And I'm sure she had no clue as to what was going on, right? I mean, seriously, no clue at all as to what was happening. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, during the break, somebody sent me an email, you know, about all these investigations. And I'm telling you, here's the way to fix this. There's a real simple way to do this. If I was Trump, with these 81 letters that are going across, if I was Trump, what I would do is I would declassify. You ready for this? I would declassify all the probe papers, the papers that have to do with the email investigation, and just let them rip. I'm not kidding. Serious. I mean, unless it's a name and address specifically of a spy, you know, wherever, in another country, another place, then I would let it go. And let, and you know, they'll be chasing their tail so much. They'll be chasing and putting out all kinds of... they won't have time to chase down these other 81 letters they just issued for people, to bring people in to investigate the president with. And, you know, Ocasio and others right now, you look at what they're doing, they're going to be hanging themselves for quite some time to come. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And when you think about the Dems are so hateful towards Trump that they try to do anything they can. I mean, I don't know. I guess if having too yellow of hair was illegal, they'd probably have him brought up on charges. This is how stupid this is. And remember what I told you when they back in November when they first won? And look, I'm no genius. Really. I'm no genius, but you think about this. All they're going to do is investigate to impeach, investigate to impeach, investigate to impeach. Right? I mean, can you see them doing anything else but that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God, where were they? There were so many stories about her right now. I'd love to hit them all, but I can't. Let's go. He might be ready. Let's go to, is this Alda? Okay. Alda in San Jose. You're on with Joe.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm excited to be able to talk about what I want to talk about.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Well, my name is Aida Valenzuela. I am from Venezuela.
Okay.
My married name is Crosby. But there is something the Americans have absolutely no clue about what is happening in the United States. Are you ready?
Go for it.
Okay. In the year 2000, Hugo Chavez and the Castros, with ex-KGB agents trained in Russia, created an electronic voting system called Smartmatic. They converted Mujica Brothers in Venezuela, a bank auditing company, into an electronic voting system. Hugo Chavez was elected the first time. The second time, they installed it all over the country, and magically, Chavez won and won and won again. Even my mother, that lived here in the United States with me, voted, and she never, ever voted. Okay? So, Smartmatic has been installed in Venezuela, in Bolivia, in Nicaragua, in Mexico, and the Philippines. But what Americans do not know is that Smartmatic, and they use other names as Sequoia and Dominion, is installed in 18 states in the United States. Santa Clara County, the county where I live in California, they have it under Sequoia. You Google a Smartmatic and comes out owned by the Venezuelan government. And they magically, quote unquote, elect people who are leftists.
So your contention is that these machines are all rigged already. And we saw
they
this.
They are installed.
Okay.
Ask yourself this question. Why would a Castro-Cuban Venezuelan electronic voting system would be installed anywhere in the United States?
Oh, I don't know why it would be installed. I would be suspect of anything that came out of any one of those countries. Up here for us to do elections.
Do you know what is the electronic voting system that is in your county, the county where you live?
Oh, in my county? Yeah, they're not electronic. Yeah. They're still old. There's still punch cards where I'm at. So
okay, well, you can I can put down in the comments over there the list of all the counties in California where a Smartmatic is installed under Sequoia.
Do that, and we'll take a good look at it. But
what does she suggest?
What are you going to suggest? There's no other. The only other equipment I know the two other major voting companies or voting machine companies. Anyway, we got to go for a break. Thanks so much for calling. I appreciate
your
call.
Thank you.
Yep, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes.
Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A monster tornado as it moved across the area.
You're listening to Chris Darden with the National Weather Service at a news conference about the massive EF4 tornado, which kills more than 20 people in the state of Alabama, among them three children ages 6, 9, and 10. And right now the search is on for more people who are still unaccounted for. Rescue dogs going through piles and piles of debris.
We've been talking with family members and residents in the area trying to
get a count of how many individuals that we're looking for. But again, our efforts are concentrated on that. We have canine teams coming in from all over the state of Alabama and from the state of Georgia.
That's Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones. In other news, on Wall Street, the Dow down almost 207 points, the NASDAQ down almost 18, and the S&P 500 down almost 11 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us, that you are involved, that you are engaged. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Now, you know, at CPAC, we have so much going on. Very, 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 very hard, you know, to keep up with everything and everyone, for that matter. But we do our best, and there were a couple of interviews that we did later on, and I don't want you to miss out on them just because we didn't have enough time, you know, to play them. And I want you to hear what, you know, especially our pal Mike Lindell. You know, the story that he has is just so amazing. I mean that sincerely. When you think about it, the story that he has, the story, he was a 20-year cocaine addict. Now, he tells me, or he says, I don't even know how this works, but he says he was a functioning cocaine addict. What the heck does that mean?
He was still holding down a job.
I mean, he was still holding down a job. Is that like a functioning drunk? Because I know people that were heavily using drugs, and I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want them doing anything anywhere near anything I had going on. But anyhow, let's get to it, right? So, you know, Lindell and I sat down. Now, he gave me a good 25 or 30 minutes, but I'll put up the full interview later on. But I want you to hear at least this part of it. Hopefully.
Everything good? Perfect. You don't have to wear these. Okay. Unless it'll help you. Here, it's up to you. I don't care.
All right. Chris. Yeah, we got to remember to extend my room, though, before. Okay. All right.
All right. How much time has you got?
I got all the time you need.
All right.
You just tell me.
All right.
I don't have another one coming up. What time? Well, hurry.
You're getting some of the behind-the-scenes things. I thought you'd appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, it's more than enough.
You didn't need to tell him that.
Yeah. So I'll let him know about 29:30. No, I don't need that much time. Yeah.
It's fine. Yes, no, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
I got it.
Be like 10, 15 minutes
as
max.
As he wants.
Yeah, he's good.
I was kidding, Chris.
No, it's... Okay, so many of you know this guy is the My Pillow Man, but you know what? Seriously, Mike Lindell is so much more than the My Pillow Man. You know, I've read about you. I've read about your story. God bless you for what you're doing. I want to tell you something. I'm one of those. I grew up in Boston, and I grew up in Boston, and I don't consider myself a squishy guy, but I sobbed through 2/3 of that movie last night, Unplanned.
Yeah.
And, you know, God bless you for getting involved. God bless you for supporting that kind of thing.
Well, thank you. It was when they approached me last year to be in it, I was actually on a runway. I was heading over to Israel, and they go, yeah, Mike, we prayed about this, and you're going to be in this movie. And I go, I haven't prayed about it yet. And I heard what it was about and this true story and of Abby Johnson of being director of Planned Parenthood and the horrific things she's seen, and then she left them, and here we are with this movie. I said, I'll not only do one better than be in it, I'll finance it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know, but you're one of the few guys, that, you know, I'm part of a Christian businessman's group on the West Coast, and one of the hardest things I get across to people is that you've been blessed with this. You know, God's taken your talent, and you've turned that into a great thing, and you've been blessed with these resources, and you understand it's to further the kingdom. It's not just,
right.
And there's nothing against having nice cars and nice houses and nice clothes, and I'm not talking about that.
Right.
But you understand there's a lot more to it than just the nice
suit. I've been blessed with one of the biggest platforms probably ever of notoriety and of integrity and credibility. So now to be able to use that and for the kingdom, and whether it's putting my credibility like I did with the president when I met him before the election in 2016, or like this movie or anything that I do my due diligence on and I believe in and I pray about and this is what I'm supposed to do, and it's amazing. I'm very humbled that God chose me to even be part of this.
Well, that's what I want to get into, because you know, people like with Abby's story, you have a similar story from a standpoint of, you know, you're living in a real bad way. Okay, I don't want to give up your story. I want you to tell it. And God has grace and mercy and forgiveness. And not only when he's done with all of that, then he's going, here, I want you to do this. And you're going,
Why me?
You want me to do this?
Right.
Come over. Because it wasn't like you grew up with a gold spoon in your mouth and daddy said, here's a couple of $1 million, go create this pillow company.
Right. You know, I was, I'll tell a couple things people don't know about me. You know, I had my parents divorced when I was 7 years old, and I put into a new school, and right away I became very shy, withdrawn, or I would show off. It'd be one extreme to the other. Yep. So it was, now I look back now, and that was a fear of rejection or fear of fitting in. And that manifested, it got up to the 80s, and I got hooked on cocaine. And so I was a cocaine addict, a fiery functioning addict for 20 years, then I got into crack cocaine. And invented My Pillow in the 2004 and 5, and by the grace of God, and on January 16, 2009, I quit everything overnight. But you know, even then, you know, a couple years later, when we did my first infomercial, we pulled our money, friends and family, and the night before, they brought in this real producer, and the guy says, we're doing our reads. He said, this guy's the worst guy I've ever seen. He'll never make it on TV. And part of that was my fear of rejection. He was great. I was so shy. I couldn't talk. I couldn't, you know, without the drugs, and I couldn't, but God had bigger plans. If you'd have told me I'd be speaking to millions of people, I would have said, that ain't going to happen. My friends, they see, they used to, you know, be in the crack houses with, they're going, wow, there's Mike sitting in the White House with the president, which I was there for manufacturing. They're seeing these pictures on TV, and they're going, Jesus is real. There's no way this could happen.
That's right.
I just feel it's just a blessing for me. I don't, I don't eat with two forks, and if you'd have told me that I have all this, expensive things that rich people get, for me, I am who I am. I'm not changing, and it's just enjoyable being able to. If you'd have told me I could even be wearing a suit and a tie, it was so hard for me. I'm going, because it intimidated me back in the day. I'm going, they're better than me. I had this spirit of unworthiness, you know.
And you know what? I tell guys this all the time. We've been taught in a Christian church, we've been taught this false spirit of humility, right? And the reality is
You're the son of the Most High.
Right.
He owns
absolutely.
Everything anyhow.
Yep.
Why are we so ashamed?
Right.
I mean, we hold up Bill Gates and those guys there,
right.
And I'm not saying they're satanic, but they're not the son of the Most
right.
High. Right?
Right.
I mean, my daddy owns everything. Why shouldn't I have a few things and share those with others?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And we're afraid of that. I grew up in, I don't know how familiar you are with Boston, but I grew up in the north end of Boston in the 70s. It was mafia riddled. And, and most of the guys I know are either dead there or, you know, they're still stuck in that kind of lifestyle. And I was able to get out of that, and I live in a decent area in California.
Right. Yeah.
And all because of God's hand over this thing.
Absolutely.
But you're not stuck there.
Right.
And you're proof for that. You're not stuck in what you were.
You know, God was chasing me for years, and I would always, when I'd get into situations, I'd pray to get my way out of it. It wasn't until actually February 18, 2017 that I actually committed a full surrender to Jesus and go, you know, I mean, you think about that. That's now I can be proactive in my prayers, and I go, it might not have always been God's will before. People that talk about prayers, and now I can be proactive because God's will is in the Word. I stay in the Word, and that's, you know.
But I don't know how you feel about this, but you said something last night when you were talking. You said, I prayed, and it was the first time I got pretty much an immediate answer.
Right.
And I tell people all the time, when you know God's voice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you're in communication on a regular basis. This stuff does happen. It does pop. You have to be willing to do it.
Yeah.
So one of the problems I have, and I've had this Christian businessmen's group for a little over 10 years.
Right.
And the problem I keep having with them is when I say to them, this is not your business. Yeah, you grew it. You grew it with God's talent. I don't want your money. I don't want you giving away all your money. I want you to sit back and understand, what are you doing for the kingdom?
Right.
Right?
Amen.
And what would you say to those guys? You know, you've been through it. You know, they'll say to one guy in particular, he's a car salesman. I don't mean it. He's got a good dealership. He'll always say, I got to sell cars, though. And I go, no, you don't have to just sell. God will take care of the selling of the cars.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel about that.
I tell people that all the time, even in my own company. I go, you know, I see people doing things. I'm going, you know what? If it's God's will, you don't have to worry about the money. You don't have to worry about the money. I do, you know, like everyone. I'm going to do a good.
That's true. If it's God's will, you won't have to worry about the money. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Basidio, your host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far. You're going to miss Lindell on the way back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of 2 peaceful, easygoing people. which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get right back to it because I don't want to miss any of this. It's my interview with Mike Lindell at CPAC, and it's more than just a pillow. We're talking about a lot more than just a pillow. Take a listen.
You know, you've been through it. You know, they'll say to one guy in particular, he's a car salesman. I don't mean it. He's got good deals here. He'll always say, I got to sell cars, though. And I go, no, you don't have to just sell. God will take care of the selling of the car.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel about
that. I tell people that all the time, even in my own company. I go, you know, I see people doing things. I'm going, you know what? If it's God's will, you don't have to worry about the money. You don't have to worry about the money. I do, you know, like everyone. I'm going to do a good example. When I got, prophetically, I got that I was going to meet Donald Trump before he was president, and that came to fruition August 15, 2016. And I knew when I left his room after we had met in his office for about a half hour, I knew that he was picked, chosen by God, and I also knew God what God wanted me to do. And I went all in. I'm going, what about our money? What about our company? I'm going, this is God telling me to do this. And I'm telling you, this actually happened. On my board, there was a big pushback about something. Right at that point, I was going to the third debate, I think. And I I got mad and I went out in the outside of my boardroom, and one of my gals came out, the CMO or whatever. She says, "Mike, we didn't get this far with our company by you not listening to God." I went right back in that boardroom and said, "We didn't get this far by me not listening to God." So if it's God's will, you know, I just go all in. I don't worry about the money, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And again, you bring up the money, and the money's a big part of it, but it's a mindset change, though, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's a mindset change.
You don't have to worry. It's like the protection. You know, if I'm doing the right things for the kingdom, I'll tell you what. I pray for discernment and wisdom is what I pray for every day. I have people praying me for that. Well, isn't that ironic? That was the same thing our president went and prayed for at the Western Wall in Israel. He went and prayed for discernment and wisdom. How many presidents have ever done that in history?
Oh, you
know, it's amazing.
Well, that in his speech, when he was the State of the Union speech, think about something. He said that those babies were formed in the image of the Holy God.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, every Democrat in the place fell off. Well, I shouldn't say that, because I got a lot of good friends that are Democrats that love God. They just have a different perspective on the country.
Yeah, we have a president that backs the unborn, that takes him, is going to take care of him. You know.
Protect life.
Yeah.
And you know, Mike, up until a couple of years ago, I was like, okay, I'm totally pro-life, but I'm not gonna do that with our legislators. I'm gonna vote for the best guy I can. But then I've come to the realization in the last year, I've been pushing hard on this abortion thing.
Right.
And my PR person, she always says, you're one of the few older white guys out there that openly talk about this on the radio.
Right.
And I've seen things start to change.
Right.
You know, we have a care center in our town. So that's why I say to you, guys like you stepping up is a big deal, because you got guys like I just went blank on, you know, the guys that have some big bucks,
right,
that are funding Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, they're
big
funding
money.
Yeah. And you know, and for me, it's like, I'll tell you, there was, when you talk about politics too, during the last election, I had many, many Republicans come approach me to back them, do fundraise for them and all this. And then I find out that they were pro-choice. And I said, absolutely not. You think I'm going to go over there? I can just see it on the news. Mike Lindell doesn't, backs a Republican and doesn't care about his Christian values. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I would never do that.
I'm with you.
I'm 100%. It just so happens that this party, you know, but conservatism matches most of what I believe in, right, for my God, for Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't go outside of those values. And, they, you know, now when they see me on TV, they'll go, boycott Mike Lindell, boycott my pillow. And you know what they say? The other guy goes, don't do that. He'll just double his ads. We see that guy enough.
Mike, you're a blessing, and you're a real ambassador for Christ, because a lot of Christian businessmen are kind of, you know, they're straddling the fence. They do love Jesus, but they're petrified.
Yeah, they don't want to put it out there. They don't want to put it out there and say, you know what? God gave us, I'll tell you what. In 2016, on November 8th, God gave us grace. We have another second chance in our nation's history to forget people to Jesus and to get people saved. Where we were going was down a bad, 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 dark path. I mean, I would send my speech yesterday. These were, you know, these were biblical. I thought, here we are in end times, and I think we got a second chance back then when we voted in Donald Trump. And we got to take advantage of that. We've got to give speech out for Jesus. That's what we need to do.
We need warriors.
Yes.
And I don't mean that in a fight. You know what I mean by that. We need guys that are not afraid to say,
absolutely,
you know, yeah, I love Jesus.
Yep. Well,
you got a problem with that?
You got a problem with that? What's up with you?
That's
you
right. You're from the city. You know what I mean. Yeah.
You know,
so
and
what?
If there's nothing else, you know, with my platform out there, people see me say it, maybe, you know, then people, I think people are going to get more and more on board and not be afraid to say it, because it was so squished.
Yeah.
It was so, you know, everything was getting so political correct. One of the things our president had to do is just smash that political correctness out there.
Oh, that's no, I love that. I think that's great.
Yeah.
I mean,
he had to do that. You had to get by that, or we didn't have a chance.
When they say he's not presidential, well, praise God.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm good with that, right?
They can, They can call me a Jesus freak all they want or whatever they say.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. All right, well, listen, bless God. Thank you so much for being the man you are. And I mean that sincerely. I mean, letting other Christian businessmen know this is okay. This is the right thing to do.
Absolutely okay. You follow what God wants you to do, and your business will flourish. Yeah. Absolutely. That's amen. Whatever they say.
I will tell you, bless God. Thank you so much for being the man you are. And I mean that sincerely. I mean,
Okay, you follow what God wants you to do, and your business will flourish.
That's always fun. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-55. It was over anyway. You want to see us walking away from the mics? Would that make you happy? I'm just saying. Anyhow, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You know, in the next hour, we're going to do a whole bunch of interviews that you guys didn't see, that you didn't get to partake of, if you would. You know, we had people in from, the Cowboys for Trump. That guy was great. He was a real kick. You know, you had, let me see, God. What's that? Yeah, where is she on this list? How come she's not here?
She's the last one.
Oh, that's terrible. Jenny Beth Martin, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. You know, we all thought that they're kind of gone, not here any longer. I don't mean that in a bad way, you know what I'm saying. But they're not. They're very active. They're still doing a lot of things. They're still very active in the community. They're still very active in what's going on. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. If you want to go back and pick them up, you know, one by one, you can, like, push through some of these. We've got 3 full days of interviews. If you missed them over the last few days, you couldn't be there for the whole thing, maybe that was it. You know, who was the woman we had on the sex trafficking? She was sold into sex slavery at 5 years old. Okay, and what's that?
Andy Berger.
Yeah, and she wasn't rescued until she was 14 or 15 or something like that. Can you imagine? And her mom used to threaten her on a regular basis. Like, you tell anybody, I'll have you killed. Can you imagine? Edward Woodson was on with me as well. You know, you can't call him Eddie. I can call him Eddie, but you can't call him Eddie. So again, we had a lot of good people on. We had days of interviews that nobody else really got any part of. The guy I had a really good time with was the one that does the, John Miller. He does the White House correspondent for Blaze TV. And Coy Griffin. Did you get Coy Griffin the other night? Or is it in this? He's in this one. So Coy Griffin was another one. Cowboys for Trump. He had a great story, too. So instead of waiting for days, I will play some of these because I think it's a good thing to do. I want you to hear. I want you to see how excited these guys were. I don't know who they thought they were with, but they were excited to be there at the table with me. I'm just saying. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Please, please, please go up to the website. Give me your email address. Once you give me your email address, then I send out an email once a week, once a lousy week, and I'll let you know who's going to be in the show, some of the things we're going to be talking about, you know, along those lines. And you can always stop anytime you want to. If you want to get information via text, which seems to be the new way to go, do you want to text TRS to 55222? That's 55222. TRS to 55222. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up after the break. Heat up your coffee. Cool down your drink. Grab your sandwich. Although producer Tammy was eating a can you believe it? She was eating a hamburger in the studio. Without me. I was here, but I didn't get in. I didn't get any. Again, give me your email address. Joe@therealside.com. Send it to joe@therealside.com. Don't go far. A lot more coming back at the top of the hour.